98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. On a gray, snowy New Year's Day, while many Wisconsinites spent time watching football or nursing hangovers following New Year's Eve celebrations, a group of Haitian immigrants in the Fox Valley came together to celebrate Haitian Independence Day. Following the only successful slave revolt in history, Haiti declared its independence and created the world's first black republic on January 1, 1804. Reggie Desimou is owner of Area 509 and a Haitian immigrant himself. He said the need to hold on to the food and the observances and the culture of his country is essential.
Every skill that we have today, we learned that from Haiti, from my mother, and then it's important to carry that heritage around to show it to the community.
Hennessy Hancho is a Haitian immigrant living in the Fox Valley. He came to the USA as a child, settling in Florida. He moved to Wisconsin 7 years ago and said events like this help him know he's not alone.
It gives me my sense of culture because coming from Florida, there's more Haitians there. Then coming up here, I'm like, I ain't know no Haitians out here.
Right.
And stuff. So when I met him and I seen like, okay, he's still keeping the food, the tradition and all that.
Even more important than maintaining the culture of home, Desimou said that in a time of increasing negativity toward the immigrant community, a sense of connection and belonging is needed.
So I'm hoping like what we do today, people use that as well as a reconciliation toward immigrants, toward people with colors, toward people Hispanic and everybody, like LGBTQ and everybody, see everybody as equal, because at the end of the day, we all got child, and if we have got child, why do we have hate in our heart?
The fight over Wisconsin's congressional maps isn't likely to be settled anytime soon. Law Forward co-founder Jeff Mandel says the group's lawsuit challenging the current maps probably will not be resolved until 2028, and definitely not before the 2026 elections. He tells WISN-12's Upfront program that voters are still being hurt by what he calls unfair maps. An attorney for the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty argues the issue has already been decided and says the current maps, drawn by Governor Tony Evers and approved by the state Supreme Court, are here to stay. For now. When property owners in Green Bay receive their 2025 property tax bill, there will be a line item in the notes section stating exactly how much of their taxes will be levied for private school vouchers. The same can be said in Milwaukee and Racine. The Dairyland Patriot reports that type of transparency is not the norm in Wisconsin, and public school advocates are arguing that taxpayers have a right to know how much of their taxes are sent to private voucher schools, which are not bound by many of the same rules governing public schools. So in September, legislative Democrats introduced the Kids First bill package to address key issues in public school funding, including a voucher transparency bill. If it's approved, the law would require property tax bills to include a line item showing the cost of vouchers to the taxpayer. To read more on this and other stories from the Dairyland Patriot, visit DairylandPatriot.com. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. As we get ready to start a brand new year, let's look back a little bit and get some Packers history from Civic Media's Connie Feldman.
If you've ever been around Lambeau Field on a game day weekend, you've likely run into one, if not both, these guys. Throwbacks to the days of the old Leatherheads, when the team, for a brief period, was known as the Acme Packers. Acme Packing Company out of Chicago bought out the Indian Packing Company, where Curly Lambeau worked at the time, and originally sponsored the startup's semi-pro team, hence the team's name. In truth, Acme only sponsored the team for a handful of games before going bankrupt in the early 20s. When World War I ended, the government contract to pack meat products to ship to our troops overseas went away, and so did Acme Packing. But the Packers' name stuck, and the Acme Packers look has become iconic. That's why fans love taking their pictures with a pair of local guys who dress up as Acme Packer players and roam the atrium to the delight of fans who can't resist the photo op. So the next time you're at Lambeau on a game day weekend, keep an eye out for these characters in the historic navy blue and gold uniforms. That's actually a nod to Curly Lambeau's alma mater, Notre Dame. Did you know that? It wasn't until decades later, under coach Vince Lombardi, that the Green Bay Packers actually got green uniforms, officially. For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman.
Speaking of the Packers, whether they win or lose this weekend, they have secured their spot in this year's NFL playoffs, clinching the third wild card position, despite a three-game losing streak. This weekend, the Packers take on the Minnesota Vikings, while other games will determine the top spots in the playoff seeds. The Packers will take on the second seed team when the playoffs begin next week. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Trevon Diggs is now a Packer. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Defensive back Trevon Diggs is in Green Bay and practicing with the team. The 27-year-old cut by the Cowboys after five seasons in Dallas. Diggs says after he got the call from the Packers, the first person he called was his friend and former teammate Micah Parsons.
He told me, you know, it's work. It's a lot different. You know, he said I'm going to like it a lot and I'm going to enjoy it. And so far I've been enjoying it a lot. My first day was out there today and, you know, I had a lot of fun. And, you know, it's a great thing to be here.
You want to play Sunday? Can you play Sunday?
Yeah.
The Packers play the Vikings in Minnesota Sunday at noon. Matt LaFleur has decided to start third-string quarterback Clayton Tune and rest Jordan Love and others to get ready for the postseason. Basketball tonight, the Bucks at home against the Charlotte Hornets. College hoops, the Badgers host Purdue tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 15 this afternoon, with wind out of the west-northwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to around 7 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, maybe a little light snow with a high near 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.